What's up, everybody? Colonel Corey coming at you for episode 17 of Popcorn Talk, my daily podcast where I document my career as a content creator to you. So let's get into it. First thing I want to talk about is something I talked about a little bit yesterday, but went out and did it, shot the video, and that was my Pokemon card opening video. Still working on getting it uploaded right now, but it's coming. And it was fun. It was so much fun buying Pokemon cards. I actually had to go to two GameStops to get the cards. First GameStop I went to, it sold out of like the packs that I wanted to buy. And all they had was like the big trainer box where you get like, which is like $40. And I didn't want to spend that much money on Pokemon cards. Even though I'm using gift cards, I just spent like, I had a $25 gift card. And then I actually had a $5 reward. So I managed to get six packs and I had only planned on buying five. But got five packs, but they were double packs. So I actually got 12. And I opened them up, got two super badass cards. One extremely badass card I was super pumped to get. Can't wait for y'all to see that. I'm going to be posting a lot, you know, promoting the video. And I was really excited. You know, this day I had been waiting for a while, as I talked about yesterday. So, super pumped. I'm putting a lot of Pokemon content out. And, you know, not that I have hating on that, but I do want to keep... I do need to get back into posting other content that's not solely Pokemon, but we'll work on that. I'm not worried about it, you know. Do one thing, do another thing, and it'll all work out. But the main thing that I want to touch on and talk about is sort of, I mentioned it yesterday, and that was like that I got a text about substitute teaching for this year, and I did it last year. I started in the fall, and then I quit whenever coronavirus shut schools down. So going back to it, you know, I'm a little hesitant, but there's a few reasons. I kind of want to spend some time and I outline the reasonings for why I think I should go back and kind of my thought process on this whole, if I transition back into that job. So I want to start with kind of the things I lose by doing that. So I lose some of my free time. You know, I'm not working too much, but I'm working harder, I guess, like physically, than I was when I did that. But now that I have like, because I do my Pokemon stream every morning. So if I went back and I started subbing, I would either have to wake up earlier to stream for that hour, and it would be at like, it would be way early and it wouldn't even be reasonable to expect people to come and watch. So I would probably move the stream around, but you know, I wouldn't get that morning time in. Whereas I also would then have like, rather than the 4 or 5 hours I work now and I don't have my phone accessible to me, I would have my phone. So that's a pro. And I feel like most of my content, I would just have to redirect and like, not redirect really, but reorganize the way I put stuff out and the timelines. And then I would have to kind of prep more because it's like I'm at school and I wouldn't be able to have access to my phone at the time. So I would have to have things ready or bring a laptop or something along those lines, so I could stay on it because I would want to. Like, here's a big thing for me. I've been doing things the way I've been doing it since about March, March, April-ish. So 4 months. And, you know, it's gone well. I've been able to put out a lot of content. I think it's working. I think what I'm doing is working. But changing it up, like, it's not like we've broken through and we've hit, like, a stride where we've got so many new followers to where it's like, If I was in a rhythm where I was just growing massively daily, or I was growing at an unreal rate, and I knew like I can't afford to change up what I'm doing because it's going so well, then I probably wouldn't. But I feel like there's so much more possibilities, and I feel like switching to substitute teaching in the long run will be way more beneficial for a lot of reasons. And I especially think one of those is having my phone on me daily, because I would have kids around me, but I wouldn't be handicapped by not having my phone. So it's like a big thing, and I talk about it all the time. It's Twitter. And you know, I feel like Twitter growth is so easy to do. Like, you can almost put in some work and create your own Twitter growth. So I feel like having my phone, I could sit there in every class period, put out 10 to 20 tweets or whatever, and then every day I would have this time where I have nothing else to do but tweet. And I would be able to grow myself. And I think that growth, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously there's no exact metrics, but it's like for every 100 followers you get, you know, maybe 2 will go and follow you on Instagram. Maybe 1 will go and watch you on Twitch when you stream. Maybe 3 will go and sub to your YouTube. But that's how I think, you know. If I get in more people's heads and their minds and their eyes and they see me, they'll want to follow me. So it's like Twitter is my vehicle to get there. And I feel like I think right now I'm convincing y'all that I should substitute teach. And that's kind of how I feel. Got going on a freaking tangent. And I went way longer than I usually go on my podcast. But that's just kind of where I'm at right now. I got a lot of plans for the weekend. I'm not going to talk about them because we're already running long. But hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll talk to y'all on Monday and let you know how the weekend went. Peace.